And here's the final result. I was in a state of suspense during the entire prolonged period that I was working out the details of this octamer-octamer junction, and I had no idea what it would look like in the end. This slide shows what it would look like. I've applied a generally uniform color to each of two histone octamers, except for the H2A subunits by which we shall join them, which are left with the original turquoise and green colors, respectively. Let's join them. Look at the structure of the octamers after being joined by carefully constructed and geometrically correct H2A-H2A hydrophobic bonds. Is that amazing or what? It would appear to be possible, in theory, for DNA, superhelically coiling around one of those octamers, to just continue the coil onto the next octamer, and for such a structure to continue from one end of the cell nucleus to the other. But is such a thing possible in real life? After all the time I've spent on this, I'd still have to answer, probably not. For starters, electron micrographic studies consistently show the so-called beads-on-a-string appearance for chromatin, which means that there are spaces between histone octamers, the octamers being connected by so-called linker DNA. I have no reason to doubt that these EM studies correctly portray the structure of chromatin. In fact, in part two of this series, I'm going to show you a new histone structure which has the observed lengths of linker DNA between octamer cores. So why did I go to such lengths to explore this fascinating but totally hypothetical dimer of octamers structure? Because A, it teaches a number of basic principles of histone science very nicely, and B, a structure as astonishingly plausible as this one may yet have a role in cellular metabolism which we cannot foresee at this time. As to what that role might be, I cannot even guess. I only know that if someone else had discovered this, I would have hoped that they would show it to me so I could judge its relevance for myself. Likewise, therefore, I'm showing it to you so that you can judge it for yourself.